It's time once again for our Tibbetts Talk. And over the year, I've had a number of sidekicks. And I guess I don't know if I've ever necessarily always been the sidekick, but today I am kind of the sidekick for the big guy who is here with us as we get ready for something special at Tibbetts coming up on Saturday the 19th, Santa's North Pole Tales, a Tibbetts virtual presentation. Santa, you're pretty excited about that?
Oh, yes. I'm looking forward. I've been kind of stuck at the North Pole this year with all these fears of COVID and all the rules and stuff. So a chance to come to Coldwater and to Tibbetts is something I've been looking forward to.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought about Santa in quarantine, but yeah, that would be interesting. So you'll get a chance to read some stories to the kids, right?
Yes, I will. I've chosen a couple of books. I'm going to read my favorite is Rudolph. I've been sharing that for a number of years with lots of different kids and families. And then I'm also going to read The Night Before Christmas.
Well, those are two perfect classic tales that Santa can tell for everybody. And again, a chance to talk to kids, too. Now, what we're asking folks to do is, if they want to talk to Santa, is record a little video clip and send it into the Tibbetts. And you can do that. All the information's right on the website there, too. But it's sburdick@tibbetts.org. They'll put it together and chance to see themselves and Santa together and answering some of those great questions. So about 10 seconds or less, a quick question. Question that they can or wish they can have for you at Christmas time, right?
I'm really looking forward to the hearing from the kids too. Well, I haven't had a chance to have anybody sitting on my lap this year, so this is a good alternative way to communicate with me to get those messages in if they don't get around to mailing me a letter.
All right. So, well, again, sitting on Santa's lap virtually is kind of the way this is going to be to keep the Christmas spirit alive. And everybody's got a cell phone, so, you know, they can shoot that little video clip, send it into Tibbetts. Now, today's the deadline because they want to make sure they get the whole program put together. And then it'll be Saturday at 7 p.m. that we'll have Santa live streaming. So that's going to be kind of fun to have. Looking forward to it. That'll be just a week before Christmas. Any special advice for the kids going into this, going into the Christmas season here is we're about 3 weeks away from a little less than 3 weeks away from the big day?
Oh, I hope that everybody, number one, a lot of kids are having a very different school year. I hope that they've been doing the best that they can, whether they're staying at home or in the classroom. Secondly, I hope that they've been following the rules and wearing a mask and staying, keeping their hands clean and not touching their face and being careful not to get sick themselves, you know, to share that with other people.
Yeah.
Very different year this year.
It certainly is. And maybe we just need to share a little more kindness, and that's the only thing we should be sharing right about now, right?
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Santa's North Pole Tales, a Tibbetts virtual presentation. So as your sidekick, I get to actually ring the bells here, Santa, for you, if you don't mind. So I've always wanted to do that with Santa, so.
Well, maybe someday you can take over for Rudolph. I can train you to fly.
Oh, there you go. I could go with the red nose thing, so that would work. So again, it's Saturday the 19th at 7 o'clock with Santa, but make sure you get your clips in by today to the Tibbetts for Santa and Santa's North Pole Tales coming virtually to the Tibbetts on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.
I look forward to seeing everybody in Coldwater.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Merry Christmas, everyone.